keeps throwing up little snippets of vital information that no one seems so bothered to tell us.
Such as?
Such as that both Crosby brothers lived in this house, not just Dr. Jonathan.
How did you find that out?
I spent the day in the newspaper library reading up on Matthew Crosby and his charitable pursuits, and then I had a quiet word with a grateful ex-client in Chancery Lane. The late Mr. Crosby's legal activities have been quite the talk of the Inns of Court.
Ah, good afternoon, Treves.
Mr. Holmes, Doctor,
may I ask why you're here?
Because it's essential that I see inside this house.
I'm sorry, Mr. Holmes, I have no authority to admit you.
I say again, it's essential.
For what reason?
I'm acting on behalf of Mrs. Margaret Adams. Her daughter was a volunteer at the Crosby Clinic.
I believe I've heard Dr. Crosby mention the young lady, sir.
Well, then you'd be sorry to hear that she's dead.
I'm very sorry indeed.
And that both of your late employers might well be implicated. Now, may we come in?
Who discovered Matthew Crosby's body?
I did, sir. When I brought his morning tea into his bedroom. In here, gentlemen.
He died in his sleep.
Yes, sir.
What condition was he in when you found him?
He was lying quite normally. I'd have thought he was asleep if it hadn't been for the blood.
What was the source of the bleeding?
His nose and ears, sir.
Cranial hemorrhage.
I believe that's what the doctor said, yes, sir.
I want to see all the posts from the last 7 days.
I think this is everything, Mr. Holmes.
Has anything been thrown out?
No, sir, with the house in such disarray.
It's excellent, excellent. There won't be a letter, a parcel.
What are you looking for?
Ah, this. Addressed to Matthew. It's unwrapped, but most of the label still attached. No postmark. Creeves, do you recall when this arrived?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah, but it was Matthew Crosby who opened it.
No one else would have done so, sir.
Oh, very good, very good. Wait till he gets it. Watson, take a look. If I'm right, this package contains the clue to 3 deaths.
What on earth is in it?
Oh, I have my suspicions. Let's find out if they're correct. Good Lord. And so, the case is complete.
Please, take a seat, Mrs. Adams.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, it's good of you to come here. I know it can't have been easy for you.
Mr. Holmes, I hope this isn't going to take long.
Miss Wallace, from the very beginning of this investigation, you have done everything in your power to stand in my way.
How dare you, sir?
And now you will have the courtesy to grant me your time.
Very well. But if you have something to say, sir, then say it.
Thank you. The most important element in this case, and one of the key facts which you have striven to conceal from me, is that until very recently, the whole future of this clinic was in doubt.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kindly do not insult my intelligence. This is what I'm talking about. The festering infection of the East End slums will never be eradicated while well-intentioned but dangerously misguided do-gooders insist on soothing the ills of drunken sots and filling the stomachs of common whores so they can go back onto the streets and continue to spread their corruption.
What a terrible sentiment.
All the more terrible considering its source.
What do you mean, Doctor?
That was an extract from a speech given by Mr. Matthew Crosby. Clearly, his charitable instincts had some very well-defined boundaries. He was attacking his own father's work.
Many misguided people have done so, Mr. Holmes.
But no others have taken quite such extreme steps. He was planning to seize control of this clinic, sell the building and reinvest the fund, and then use the proceeds for his own purpose.
A grand educational institute for the population of the district. Except, of course, those the enlightened Mr. Crosby deemed unacceptable. Do you seriously suppose that any of my people would be allowed to put a toe over the threshold?
Yes, you knew all about his scheme. So did Dr. Jonathan Crosby. And so, tragically, did Charlotte Adams.
She heard the brothers arguing. She realized what Matthew Crosby was planning to do. And she decided to show him that it wasn't only his brother who objected to his attitude.
She sent him this. Mrs. Adams, I believe you recognize your daughter's hand on what's left of the label.
Yes. Yes, that's her writing. What is in the box?
She wanted to make her point as forcibly as she could.
and she had the materials to hand.